Today is the 11th of May, and I'm slowly but slowly getting settled in my new room, my new hooch. Let me just see if this is coming out. Yes, it is. I think it's picking up all right. Haven't gotten used to this setup yet. I have my stereo's equipment up on shelves. It is not yet connected. I'm taping off the national tape recorder right now, and I'm laying on my bed holding two mics in my hand because I'm taping stereo, right? Okay. Little by little, things are beginning to shape up. It's so hard, though, trying to do it in between working hours. Today I'm off. In fact, I have the weekend off. And I feel a little bit better than I have the past few days. There's just a great deal of confusion, you know. To repeat some of the things I have already said, one girl moved out last weekend. I moved in a week ago, Friday on the 3rd. And another girl moved in on the 6th. Another girl moved in a couple of days ago. It's very confusing. Everybody's coming and going. And I have to get the carpenter, who is not available all the time, to come and build these shelves and stain them. So, and then I finally stored the stereo boxes. We have a small storeroom here. And I didn't think everything was going to fit in there, but it did. Because I have six boxes plus my two suitcases plus a footlocker. And then I have four more footlockers in this room stored under the shelves that I had built. Anyway, hopefully in a few days I'll get the equipment hooked up. One of the boys that works on this compound, Ken Bowers, in fact, he works part-time for me at the service club. He's something like a technician for the Division Entertainment Workshop, and he knows a lot about equipment, and he's going to connect it for me, which I can do myself, but I would like him to put some extension cords on, and I would like him to clean some of the equipment. It hasn't been done in a long time. So once that's done, I can begin making some tapes, although again, it's very, very difficult, because as I say, you could. This one window in my room, I have a window and a half. And a half of the window belongs to the girl in the other room. And the wall is not connected to it. So it makes it difficult to have any privacy to do any taping or to do anything, period. I probably will be using my headphones quite a bit because you can't play the music loud, not when you have people on both sides of you and just across the hall. I mean, the walls are very thin here. They're just plywood. And so everything is heard. And that makes it kind of hard. We have a new entertainment director for the division, and her name is Mary Goldsmith. And she is moving into Carolyn Dodd's room. And Carolyn Dodd is moving out this Sunday. Now, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. Now, I am replacing Carolyn Dodd. I mean, Carolyn is right now club director of the Crossroads Service Club here at RC1. And I don't know if I mentioned this on last tape. Originally, I was supposed to get her room, which is a much bigger room, a much nicer room. It has paneling on the wall and what have you. Huge closet. But this Mary Goldsmith, I believe, has a higher rank than me, and so she will move in. Right now she's using the room to my left, which is a very tiny room, very small, just used for people in transit. And so she will be moving in next weekend, I guess. So you see there's still a lot of moving going on. Anyway, I believe as of tomorrow, tomorrow is the 12th, I will... I should be, this is what I've been told. Anyway, I have not seen it on paper yet, but as of the 12th, I should be a GS9 step 2. And that's nice. Yeah. Well, anyway, it'd be a month before I see the paycheck. But it's coming. Let's see. So many things. Yesterday, we had a meeting at 2 o'clock for all the DACs, the Department of the Army civilians, on evacuation, in case we had to evacuate the area. Well, they give you this about every 6 months or every year. I don't know. I've been to one or two before. But it brought down some of the girls. Edith came down, and Carolyn, and of course Cree, and Ruth, and myself, and all the girls over here went. And yesterday it was also Carolyn Hogshead's birthday. I believe she was 40 years of age yesterday. But after the meeting, we all came back to my room here, which isn't too big, but we all had a drink, and that was nice, because I hadn't seen some of those girls for quite a while. And tonight, there is a party down at Wainwright Hall. That's down at the division mess hall, Camp Howes, and I am going. Most of the girls are going. They don't have too many parties down there, so when they do, everyone who can accepts the invitation. So we'll do that tonight, and then tomorrow, Cree and Carolyn asked me if I would like to join them golfing, just for a couple hours, I think, in the afternoon, and I said I would, because I'm off, and if it's a nice day, it'll be good to get out in the fresh air. And then possibly we'll go up to Robbie's brigade, 2nd Brigade, and have dinner tomorrow evening. Now that isn't definite yet. But anyway, I think it's good to get out this weekend because the week, during the week, and I don't usually get that many weekends off, but during the week it's just real hectic in the club. However, last night, three of us, Jerry Bender, the new gal who's going to work with me, she just came in a few days ago, and Betsy Zeller, who is the crafts director here at RC1, we went next door, right next door, and we took a steam bath. It was very nice, very refreshing. They're not quite like the ones back home, I don't think, anyway, but for about, 45, 50 minutes, they worked on us for $1.35. That's pretty good. And it felt good because I had an achy back and what have you. And I didn't stay in the steam, I don't know what you call the little enclosures you sit in, you know, and your head shows through. But I didn't stay in there more than about 15 minutes. But still, it felt very, very good. The rub down I enjoyed very much. So I think in the future I'll try and do that every once in a while when I get the time and I have the chance. Also, yesterday, I gave another pint of blood. In fact, I dragged Cree over to donate a pint, too. And poor Cree is so thin. They had a blood drive going here on this compound, so I gave it. Because it had been 3 months since I had given before. And no side effects. It went fine. So. And it shows up the fellas and it encourages them to go and donate. So it's a worthwhile cause, right? But I was tired yesterday. Oh boy, I was beat last night. But I feel pretty good this morning. And again today, just this morning, I started taking out all my stereo out of the boxes. Boy, I'm tired of moving that stereo around. I have lifted and pulled and shoved and I wonder what the professional movers get paid, because I'm sure I could qualify. what other tidbits can I tell you? Things at the service club are extremely hectic. I haven't got my feet down yet, firmly planted on the ground, so to speak, and it's going to take a while. There's a great deal to do in the club. And we're short one girl, and the girl I have now has not had the experience, even though she's been here 5 months. Jerry has done no programming or absolutely no administrative work, so this means trying to train her while I'm trying to have two girls do the job of three and trying to train the one that I do have. So that is going to be a lot. But yeah, I'll do the best I can, right? And I won't worry about it. I just collapse from mental and physical fatigue every once in a while. As I have said many times before, if I had the time to have a complete breakdown, I would. But it just doesn't fit into my schedule. There just isn't time for it. The other day before yesterday, I think it was, we went out on the publicity run. What we do is every week we drop off publicity to the outlying units. We have very few troops on this compound. Just the boys that are active either in the sports on the baseball team, the Warriors, that's the second division baseball team, or the fellas that are in the chorus, or the Travelers, or the Uniques. These are the entertainment shows that come out of second division. They're all stationed on this compound. See, this is specifically a recreation compound. And we have everything here, bowling alley, and the service club, and the bookstore, and the PX, and the steam bath, and the football, baseball field, and as I say, the entertainment workshop, big gym, but no combat troops, so to speak, no combat units. So we have to go off the compound and go to all the units that are in the field, more or less. They're all within about 30 minutes of here, for the most part, not all of them, but most of them are. So we go around every week and we drop off publicity of what's happening in the service club, hopefully thinking they'll come. And this is done about once a week, but that takes about 3.5 hours to cover the outlying areas. And boy, it is the dustiest 3.5 hours, because the dust is just thick here. It's so thick you can't see the vehicle in front of you. But, Duchess, let's turn this over. I think it's just about time.